God's Constant Companionship, a compilation.
He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sooner or later in our lives, we are left behind by those we love. This can happen in all sorts of ways: death, divorce, desertion, to name just a few. If you have been abandoned by your father or your mother or anyone whom you loved, this verse is a great comfort. When others walk out on us, our Father stays put. When others leave us homeless, He takes us in. When others withdraw their affection, He holds us close. Our Father is steadfast and true, faithful and loving. If you have any kind of grief in your life right now, trust Him. Let Him heal your hurts and restore your life. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He has promised to be with you until the end of time. When others may prove to be unfaithful, He is forever faithful. Let that great and unshakable truth console your heart and bring hope to your life. God's Word for Every Need. One of our deepest needs is to feel secure. We want to be valued, to know that our lives matter. God wants all of us to be secure in His love for us. Our only foundation for self-esteem and feeling good about ourselves is understanding how much we matter to God. Here are three truths about how much each of us matters to God. 1. No matter how small you are, Jesus notices you. I've heard from many through the years who feel invisible, but God knows who you are, and He's paying attention to how you're serving Him. From the moment you took your first breath, He had His eye on you. You've never served someone in His name where He hasn't cheered you on. God knows every detail of your life, from beginning to end. He has heard every criticism that's been leveled against you in the past, or that will be expressed in the future. Jesus told us, God never overlooks a single sparrow, and He pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. The greatest way anyone can show us love is by paying attention to us. God shows incredible attention to every detail of our lives. 2. No matter who ignores you, Jesus knows you. Sometimes it feels like no one is listening to us. Sometimes it feels like you're just talking to the wind. But Jesus hears you. To Him, you're unforgettable. The Bible says, "Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name in the palms of my hands." A mother won't ignore her nursing child. Neither will God forget about you, no matter how forgotten you feel some days. The God of the universe has your name written on His palms. Reflect on that the next time you feel like no one is listening. 3. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants you. You are ashamed of some things in your life. All of us are. Jesus is interested in changing you, not condemning you. The Bible reminds us of this in John 3:17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. May you always remember how much you matter to God, and how He wants to use you for His glory in this world. Rick Warren. Psalm 23 portrays the close relationship David enjoys with his God. It begins with the metaphor of a shepherd leading his lamb, highlighting the Lord's personal care, guidance, and protection. In the closing verses, the imagery intensifies with even greater intimacy as David is welcomed into the Lord's house as a permanent guest, continual resident, and friend. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David rejoices that he has been given a perpetual place setting at the Lord's table. He sees himself as an honored guest of the Lord who invites him to dinner, favorably anoints him, and pours out such lavish abundance that David's cup is filled to overflowing. As believers, we can trust that the Lord's overflowing blessings will remain with us no matter what circumstances we face. God is the perfect shepherd and host. As our shepherd, the Lord provides personal care, guidance, companionship, protection, and security. And as our eternal host, God welcomes us to feast at His rich table of abundant and overflowing blessings. We will abide in His house forever. His presence, protection, and unfailing love will surround us for all eternity. And we can say with David, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." GotQuestions.org God loves you and is concerned about every little thing. There's nothing too small for God. He takes a personal interest in you and wants to help you moment by moment and step by step. You are His and He loves you. He'll never leave you. He'll never let you down. God never rejects us or withdraws His love. He always has hope for us no matter how far we've strayed. So if you feel far from God, maybe it's because you haven't opened your heart to receive His love and forgiveness. You need not continue to feel condemned for your mistakes and sins. Only be sorry, ask for God's forgiveness, and be forgiven. If you will start going God's way, if you'll just turn toward Him and start trying to find your way home, the Father will come running toward you and receive you with open arms of love. You'll never walk alone if you have Jesus in your heart and your hand in His. If you have Jesus, you always have company and love. No matter where you are in His hands and He'll take care of you. Jesus is the one possession you'll never have to give up, never have to leave behind, never lose. You can give Him away as much as you like, but you'll always have Him. He'll always be near. Prayer. You've cast my lines in pleasant places, Lord, and given me exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Even the little things you do are evidence of your great love and faithfulness. You are so good to me. In spite of all my shortcomings, sins, mistakes, failures, and weaknesses, you have mercy and take care of me, protect and supply for me. As you are my constant companion, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David Brant Berg. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on with hope in your heart. and you will never walk alone. Oscar Hammerstein II.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.